great tingle again. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Greg. What about you?
Oh, really well, thanks.
Good.
It's great to get through to you finally. You've got a lot of phone calls in recently. The phone lines have been jammed.
Yes, they have. Absolutely jammed. But we've got you. What do you want to talk about?
A number of things. Basically, I spent time in the Australian Army Reserve a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I would have been prepared to lose... to risk my life in a heartbeat to defend our great country.
Yep.
But, I mean, I didn't feel too great about a lot of the anti-war protests going on recently. Don't get me wrong, I'm not for war, I'm for peace.
I'm for peace too. Yes. And I wouldn't have minded the anti-war protests if they had been anti-war and not anti-John Howard and anti-George Bush and anti... what's his name? Tony Blair.
This is true. I think many years ago they should have sent in a CEI or a CIA, beg your pardon, or an organisation along those lines and taken Saddam Hussein out. And while they were there, they should have taken out Bin Laden as well.
Yeah, well, they didn't know him back then, but W's daddy had the opportunity to do it and didn't do it.
Well, this is true. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people, they know about the crimes that Saddam Hussein committed against humanity, but have you heard about his son?
Oh, he's worse.
Apparently so, yeah. Abu's his name. Do you know what he does for hobbies?
Tell me.
He rapes women. And he rapes, he beats up, he tortures Iraqi Olympians and the wife which couldn't quite get the gold medal along those lines.
Yeah, well, a bit of this, Greg, it could be hearsay. I mean, you know, we wouldn't know that for a fact, but I'm quite sure, like Idi Amin, I mean, these despots become lunatics. They become raving lunatics. Idi Amin was just an extraordinary man.
Yes, I did a documentary. It was shown on TV last weekend.
About who?
It is fact, about Abu and the wife of his.
Yeah, well, I guess they're all the same. I suppose Robert Mugabe, given half a chance, would be the same. He's been responsible for death. And it's the way it would appear of some of those countries. Once they get a dictator who is a dictator of great strength and great charismatic appeal, then it's all over. I mean, the power goes to his head. Somebody accuses me of that here somewhere this morning, so I'll come to it in a moment.
You get accused of a lot of things, John, and most of the time they are very wrong, but that happens in life. People get successful, and there's always so many people to tear people down, isn't there?
Yeah, true, Greg.
Such is life. Can I give you a short update on my tech course?
Yeah, by all means.
Right, well, as you know, I'm doing that media-related website. So that the course, I'm also doing a website, which is going to be mediaman.com.au. It's going to be a portal for media in Australia. In addition to that, I've recently had a short stint at a prominent Sydney newspaper. They actually did something along the lines of what John Howard would say. There was a little bit of untoward activity that actually happened. But what I've learned from all this is the sales and marketing business is not tough. Media is tough, and you would know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
And I found that in a hurry as well.
You think about it's a good thing you're forewarned.
That's right. And speaking about tough, I went to the funeral yesterday of my late great friend, Mr. Tim Bristow.
I went to school with Timmy. I went to school with Tim and his younger brother.
Okay, well, look, I genuinely found them very nice people. I found Tim a very giving, kind person, very giving of his time, very giving of his heart, and I think he absolutely delighted in helping out people which sometimes other people wouldn't help out, and Tim was always there for the call and to lend a hand.
Yeah, well, if you had him on your side, you were in good shape. You didn't want him on the other side.
He was on my side, and you're very true. The people that feared him normally had something to fear, and a lot of people in life, they can't cop their own medicine, but Jim was generally a good person.
And he was a great character. And I'll tell you what, came from a really, really lovely family.
He did. And I met some of his family yesterday. They are lovely.
Did you meet his brother, Max?
I did meet Max. And, great man. Great man.
Terrific man. And really, you know, a terrific family. Tim just was the black sheep, as they used to call him. But he was just rebellious.
That's right. And my dad used to do a bit of tech collecting with him, Tricky Ricky Jingle. And I myself was a little bit of an understudy with Tricky Ricky and the Black Mike.
Okay, well, you're well schooled for the media, son. You'll fly ahead in the media.
Well, thanks, I appreciate that.
With a background like that and connections like that, you're going to have no trouble at all.
Kevin Perkins is writing a book on Bristow, and I can't wait till it's released. I was having a chat with Kevin, and I'll give him a little bit of information, and some of it may or may not get in there. Speaking of books, John, what would I have to say, sir, in order to secure a copy of one of your great books with an autograph? That would mean so much to me.
Well, you just hang on there, Greg. We'll see what we can do. I'm not sure that we've got any lying around. Any books? If we've got any books, we'll send them a book. I don't know that we've got any lying around. We'll do our best for you, Greg. I appreciate the call. Don't hang up right there. Thank you.
Rehab. Please remove.